Hello, and welcome to Season 3 of the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. I am still your host, Phil Recheck. In this season, I'm doing something a little different. I'm trying to become a better public speaker by writing and recording a new speech every day for 30 days and posting it to YouTube. This is the audio version of that attempt that I'm calling a Speak 30 Challenge. But as always, I'm trying to make the world a better place, one conversation at a time. Welcome to the Speak 30 Challenge. This is day 12. The title of my speech today is called 3:30 in the Morning. 3:30 in the morning, not a soul in sight. The city's looking like a ghost town on a moonless summer night. These are the opening lines to Garth Brooks' famous song, The Thunder Rolls. It's a song about a middle-of-the-night worry session of a man coming home to a storm in his relationship. Now, I don't necessarily relate to the protagonist of this song, except for the fact that I too am often up at 3:30 in the morning worrying about something. I have this wonderful habit of waking up in the middle of the night with my mind racing, and it's often something I'm worrying about. So what do I worry about in the middle of the night? Lots of things, frankly, but most commonly there are things like my household finances or family or work-related items. They've shifted through the years, and household finances used to be a frequent worry in the middle of the night back when my kids were little and we were frankly flat broke. Now things kind of have shifted to more about family and how's everybody's health. And I'm sure this is fairly common as you go through life. But one of my biggest worries of all time is the fear and worry that I'm not going to be able to fall back asleep. It's really actually interesting to reflect on this phenomena. I am lying in bed, actively trying to soothe my mind. My mind starts to drift off into la-la land, and then bam! Something to worry about enters my head and shakes me into alertness. I can almost feel the neurochemical fireworks kicking my brain into overdrive. Then I will refocus on the things I learned for that brief time in my life when I was really attempting to go deep into meditation, because that's what all those people out in Silicon Valley were doing, like it was some new superpower. I will identify the intruding thought as just another unwelcome thought and just a thought, and I will focus on my breathing. Then, if and when that doesn't work, I will do some other things. Like, I will go through my entire body and focus on every finger, toe, inch of my body and try to relax and soothe that piece of my body. And then, when that doesn't work, I will try something like breathing again. Like, I will start at 100 and count my breaths. And I will go down 98, 97, 96, and so on. Until eventually my mind wanders and I forget about it, and then I start to worry again. I've also used the Fibonacci sequence in my head. Now, the Fibonacci sequence, for those of you who are not aware, is an ever-increasing sequence of numbers, starting with 0 and 1, where you add the prior number on to the current number in an ever-increasing set. So, for example, it's 0-1, 1-2, 2-3, 3-5, 5-8, 8-13, 13-21, 21-34, and so forth. I can usually, actually, depending on how alert I am in the middle of the night, can get up to a 5-digit sequence of adding. But at that point, it's too hard to keep those numbers straight in my head, and I will either fall asleep or try something else. One of the more recent things that I've started doing is I will replay the entire movie of Star Wars or even The Empire Strikes Back in my head. I will go through the movie scene by scene until I've completed the entire movie. It's actually proven quite successful, and it may be because there's an ongoing joke in my house that whenever Dad wants to take a nap, I'll go down, sit on the couch or lie on the couch and put in a Star Wars movie. And usually before that famous opening scroll of sequence at the beginning of the movie, I'll already be sound asleep and snoring. So try Star Wars. Depending on what time it is when I wake up in the middle of the night, I will hopefully eventually fall back asleep. And it's remarkable how, no matter the intensity of my middle of the night worry session, it is always better in the light of day, without fail. Whatever was causing the middle of the night hand-wringing seems manageable, insignificant, or even downright silly when I take a look at it again in the light of day. This brings me to my conclusion. We worry about some really dumb shit in the middle of the night. Not always. There have been times when I was able to work through some problem I was dealing with in my late night thought sessions. But most of the time, I'm worrying for worrying's sake. It's always better in the morning. If Garth Brooks and his romantic interest would have just waited until the morning to talk things out, it probably would have been much less worrisome. Let me end this speech today with what may be the worst and the best advice I can give myself. Don't worry. Thank you.